Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. She is such a wonderful soul and a good friend of long standing, so we thank her for that. Folks, I need some phone calls from you in two different ways, and then we're going to Tucker Reed from the Arboretum. I need some calls that have horticultural questions about them. They come to the program as a regular basis. That's what this program is all about. I'm fielding those, and you won't have to wait any extra length of time. This is just a fundraising Sunday for Serenity High, but I'm plugging those in the times that we would be doing other ads. 800-288-WBAP is the number to call with a plant question. Call that number with a plant question, 800-288-9227. That's the number to the radio station's phone bank, 800-288-9227. Now, on the other hand, if you would like to help as we're seeking funds to build a permanent Serenity High building for this wonderful and nurturing school, that phone number is actually my magazine office. That's where we have people lined up right now. I called during the news break to check with my wife, and she said, it's been good, it hasn't been great. And we really need your help, if you will. If you'd like to donate to help us build a permanent building for Serenity High, we have to provide some of the funds for it because part of the students come from outside the McKinney Independent School District. And so we make up that difference. It's 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. And please call between now and 10:45. With a $50 or greater donation, I'll give you a subscription to my magazine worth $25. And they can help you with that at 1-800-752-4769. And we are joined right now by my buddy, Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum. You've been taking some photos this morning, Tucker?
I have. I'm actually not only from the Arboretum, I'm at the Dallas Arboretum.
So. Do you want to tell folks what you're photographing other than flowers, or would you rather not?
I'm a foster parent. I have a foster daughter who we bring out. This is the fourth one we've had. It's a great way to help kids out that need a helping hand. She's out here with us. This is the third year that we've had a different foster child out here with us, and we're having a good time.
I just cannot tell you how impressed I am with you for doing that, for extending that love. That is the coolest thing, Tucker, and God bless you. So thank you much, and I know he has richly blessed you to let you help and make a big difference in these kids' lives. Kids are worth fighting for, and we're approaching that from two different directions, the same hope-for outcome in the whole process here. Tell us about plants that you can use. This is kind of an extension of what Steve Huddleston was talking about last hour, and you have been out in your garden a lot this week at the Dallas Arboretum, and you've been seeing butterflies go past your eyeballs, huh?
Well, we have, and you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, a lot of people don't even understand the story of the monarchs and the miraculous event that they go through with their migration. I'm not going to go into all of that.
No, the Perot Museum has a beautiful movie on it right now. I think it's probably still playing. Go ahead.
So the cool thing is that when you learn about it, you realize that basically Texas is in the middle of the superhighway for monarchs going back to Mexico, and so in the fall, we're inundated at some point in time with the monarchs as they come back and they're leaving Canada and points north and they're coming through here. Well, this is the week when they started showing up. We saw a few before this week, but this week they really showed up in mass. And so, you know, everybody's been out here, all the photographers and anybody that's just visiting the garden is just astounded by the number of them that we have here. The cool thing is that we plant so many plants that help them out on their way. And this anybody can do this. You could plant a butterfly garden that has all the host plants in the spring when they come up. They could lay their eggs. They could eat the plants down. That's really great. That helps them out in that regard. But what I'm talking about today are plants that will help them get to Mexico, give them energy to get there. Here's a small list. I know you said you wanted to post it on Facebook. That's fine with me. Here's a small list of things that we see monarchs on a lot out here at the Dallas Arboretum. One of them is Mystic Spires, or its big brother, Indigo Spires Salvia. Caryopteris, which is also called blue mist spirea. It's a little bit unknown, but it's certainly a great monarch plant when you have one around. Vitex, the large or the small tree, large shrub that most of us have or a lot of us have in our gardens. If they bloom in the fall, monarchs are going to find them.
The giant swallowtails love it in the spring, so you got a double coverage on that one.
Right. Hardy adjuvatum or Eupatorium is a great one. Japanese anemone, asters. Those are all the perennials that you know that are used on that can help them out. As far as annuals, you've got lantana, pentas, marigolds, firebush, or hamelia, depending on which name you know it by. Annual rudbeckias, they're sold a lot for the fall, just like marigolds are sold. And then, you know, the other thing that you need to really do is make sure they have some shade. Don't have, you know, plant a couple shrubs in a general area also, because they're going to want to take an afternoon nap, kind of like the rest of us. You know, we all get tired after we've been eating all morning, and then we need to go take a nap. That's where we see a lot of them, just kind of resting in the shrubs, and you know, they're just being real calm and real cool. They're staying out of the sun. The other thing people forget about is they got to have water. We have bird baths in our gardens. Throw some stones in, throw some sponges. Sponges are great. They're easy. They're cheap. They don't weigh down. They don't get, you know, it's a very non-organic thing, but it's very easy just to pull them out, wash them off, get them clean, put them back in. But that helps them have a place to stand when they need water.
So the sponge is at the surface of the water in the bird bath.
Yeah. So they just throw them in and they absorb water. And as long as the water, they're not sunk down in the water.
Yeah.
You know, usually I just keep my water just to the top of the sponges. Mm. And then they can actually stand on the sponges and just drink out of the little cavities.
It's a fabulous report, Tucker. Thank you very much. I'd encourage you to put that on Dallas Arboretum website as well. But it will be on my Facebook page, folks, probably this afternoon. I'm going to try to get to church as soon as I get off the air and head out of the studio, and so I'll probably not have time to do it this morning, but I'll get it up this afternoon. Really do appreciate that very, very much. Okay. Now, education, as if that weren't a wonderful piece of education right there, you have some things going up this fall?
We do. We have next weekend. We've had programs since the end of September. We still have several coming up. Next weekend, we have a class on propagating succulents, on attracting birds into your garden, as well as another third class about bringing color into your garden for fall and winter.
As a guy who has been collecting succulents since I was in the eighth grade, I love this interest they're getting right now. This is just so cool. Concerts still go on?
They do. And the one coming up this week is a little known band that's played with a whole lot of people all over around the world. It's called Asleep at the Wheel.
They're the
it's
best.
A huge following. And
they are the best. Yeah. So. Oh, how fun. And then Autumn at the Arboretum goes on until Thanksgiving, you're saying?
It does.
All right, and all those pumpkins, all those pumpkins, the beautiful pumpkins. Folks, you need to get to the Dallas Arboretum. It is about 3 or 4 miles from the Texas State Fairgrounds, and I'm not sure you could do both of those things on the same day, but it might be worth trying if you're in town or if you're planning on coming into town. Do one day, the other on the other, because they are glorious, both of them. Dallas Arboretum, 66 acres, absolutely beautiful. How did they find you?
Find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of 30. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. And on the telephone, they can punch up a 24-hour information number at?
214-515-6500.
All right. And the website is easy, folks. That's dallasarboretum.org. This is Tucker Reed, and Tucker is the horticulture manager and at the Dallas Arboretum. Tuck, thank you for the call, and thank you for the information, and thank you for being a foster dad. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. That is sponsored by the fine folks at WhizQ Stone. They are at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They are leaders in the stone industry, leaders in the horticultural industry. They are leaders in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Great men. Mike and Derek Wisnand, they're just the class act of all time. I hope you'll get by WhizQ Stone and take a look at 22 acres of beautiful boulders and flagstone and ledge stone and all kinds of stone. They are out. I'll call every once in a while and want to talk to one or the other of them. Well, he's out in the quarries buying. How cool would that be to get to go do that? It's hard work, but it must be interesting. 22 acres of beautiful stone, and they also have contact with the entire landscape contracting industry. So if you need to have the stonework done, they know the people who will do it and do it beautifully for you. They also have do-it-yourself classes. Classes are pretty well wrapped up for this year, but I'll tell you what, you can see the results of those classes, and they'll explain what they've done in their lifestyle display garden right there at the retail sales shop. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Their phone number is 817-429-0822. They are Whiz Q Stone, and on the web, it is whiz-q.com. Whiz Q Stone, again, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth.
Hi, my name's Chrissy. I'm a recovering drug addict. I go to Serenity High in McKinney. My life is better since I came to Serenity because I get to be around other kids who are trying to become sober, and I'm not around the bad influence at my old schools. One of the things I like best about Serenity High is the opportunity they give us on Fridays to go out and do community service. Serenity High is a self-paced program, and I'm able to graduate a year early. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
All righty. Thank you very, very much, Chrissy. And what a joy it was to interview those kids. If you would like to help us with the fundraiser we have going on today, please call my magazine office before 10:45 to donate. And that number is 800-752-4769. And that's to donate to Serenity High. Let's go to Jack in Hamilton. Jack, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate your call so much. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I don't know. These are grass burrs in the yard. I don't know if they're sand burrs or what they are, but anyhow, I've got a bunch of them coming up, and I was going to see about how to get rid of those rascals.
All right. You can get rid of grass burrs by preventing them. There's nothing you can do at this point. Their season is over. They are in the process of dying, will die with the first freeze. But the burrs are the seeds for next year, and so what you're going to have to do, you get one opportunity to prevent grass burrs. There is no control for them once they're growing that won't kill your permanent grass. And so your only means of making sure you don't have grass burrs is to put out a pre-emergent weed killer before they emerge, before they germinate. And that has to be applied in Hamilton, I'm going to say between the 5th and 15th of March. Points north, I might shift it back by a few days, but where you are, I would do it between the 5th and 15th of March. You apply either Dimension, Dimension, which is a product you'll find at independent garden centers, or if you're going into one of the big national chain stores, you would probably see Halts, H-A-L-T-S. You apply them in that 10-day time period, early March, and you repeat it 3 months later, early June, same time. And that gives you a full season of control. So if you miss the first one, the second one is useless. If you miss those, either one of those two, then you're going to have grass burrs.
Okay. Two chemicals here, the Halts and the Dimension, they won't hurt the grass at all?
No, they're pre-emergent weed killers. They will not harm any established plant. The only time that you would not want to use them on turf grass is on a brand new lawn that's trying to establish roots. They inhibit the root growth down into the soil. And, Jack, they're granules, and you put them out with a fertilizer spreader and then water the lawn. You don't need to exceed the rate of application. Just put on what is recommended and then water the lawn modestly, not a heavy soaking. You're trying to get them to coat the surface of the soil. But those two timings are just really critical. And even with that, you may have some that still somehow manage to germinate. And if that's the case, you may have to hand dig or spot treat. We used to have a product called MSMA that we could use, but it's off the market now, and we don't have any follow-up that will kill them without killing the good grasses in the same area.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate you calling back.
I tried pulling them up, but, there's way too many to do. And
right.
Then I used a lawnmower with a bagger, trying to get them up in the bagger right there. But
that's a good plan. That's okay. Yeah, that won't get rid of them, but it's a good plan. It gets a lot of them out of the way. But the pre-emergent, and especially if you do it for a couple of years, and especially if you can get the grass, the permanent grass, a little bit thicker, that's going to be the best thing you can do is use the pre-emergent weed killers, but also use a good nitrogen fertilizer and try to get that lawn good and dense so that they don't have a way to germinate.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I sure appreciate your time.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thank you, sir. All right, folks, we'll take a longer break. We'll come back to Maureen in Plano, and then you would be next if you would call right now. That phone number for a plant question is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, now in our about to start our 30th year. It has been recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States. And for all of that time, the region that we have served has been Texas. It is based in Texas, and the writers that we have, five or six of them, have been writing for us the entire time, and they are Texas gardening experts and longtime veteran Texas gardeners. So that's our magazine, and I'm here to tell you that you will love it, or I will refund every penny. I love doing our magazine. I think you'll find it to be extremely helpful. Now, having said that, I'm using the magazine as my attractant, trying to get people to help us build a permanent building for Serenity High. I don't have much else I can give to you, but I can give you the subscription to the magazine. It's a $25 subscription. Actually, it's really worth a little bit more than that, but it's 7 issues, 14 months of the magazine, which is normally $23.95 a year. And if you are willing to pay double the cost of the magazine, I'll give you the subscription as my thank you. If you'll pay double, it's a terrible bargain. I'll give you that. It's just a terrible business plan. But we're looking for nice people who care about kids. If you can donate more, that would be wonderful. But please, if you will, call before 10:45 this morning. We have parents of youth in recovery at my magazine office right now waiting for your call. And there's a good chance you'll get my wife. She is one, and there are 3 other folks there to take your call. Please, a $50 or greater donation to help us build a permanent building for Serenity High, the nation's only public recovery high school. It's been existing in 3 portable buildings for 15 years, and it's time for a permanent building that says Serenity High over the door. We have the architectural drawings completed. They were pro bono, and we are grateful for them. They're beautiful, simple, tasteful, and beautiful, and permanent. Please help us. The number to call is my magazine office. Then it will go through the McKinney Education Foundation. But please call 1-800-752-GROW before 10:45, 1-800-752-4769. Again, that's 1-800-752-4769. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. All right, they are the best. They are absolutely the best. 20 years my advertiser. Let me tell you about Callaway's Nursery now, and also the best. You will find a lot of great people at Callaway's Nursery. Talented, well-trained, they have Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals at every one of their nurseries. Their leadership people have won some of the most wonderful, prestigious awards in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. Walk into any Callaway's Nursery location right now. You'll love all the bright colors of pumpkins and pansies and mums on display. It's a great time of the year to enjoy the beautiful lawn and garden that you can put together with the help of Callaway's. This week at Callaway's Nursery, get 6-inch fall garden mums in a variety of colors for just $2.98 a plant. Garden mums, perfect in your garden or in a pot on the patio. They make great gifts as well. Fall is for planting. You'll want to add reblooming azaleas to your landscape. Both Encore and Rebloom azaleas are on sale this week at Callaway's for $24.98 in 3-gallon containers. Plant with confidence, as everything at Callaway's comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop in today for 6-inch fall garden mums on sale, just $2.98. 17 Dallas-Fort Worth locations, all open 7 days a week. Go to Callaway's.com for the store nearest you. You know where they are, but that's a way you can find it if you don't. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol. and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
All right, there's our principal. She was at the wonderful art and let's see, what is it? It is Collin County Art and Music Guild. They had a wonderful show and concert and all-day event yesterday, and the proceeds went to Serenity High, and we thank them for that. And be watching for that next year about that same time around Columbus Day, because I think it's going to be repeated at that same time. What a beautiful event. And Julie Ferraro plays in a jazz band, and she was one of the jazz band was performing there. And she walked past the table where I was signing books, and I said, Julie, happy birthday. And she just smiled at me, and she knew what I was talking about, the 15th birthday of her school, the only principal we've ever had at Serenity High. And that is the school for which we are trying to get some help in funding. If you have a way that you could reach out and help, if you are in recovery yourself especially, or if you have a child in recovery or a spouse in recovery, you understand the nature of what this disease causes. And those of us who have family members who are putting their lives together in a wonderful way, you understand the beauty. I went to a year ago. I don't mean to get into too much here, and I sure don't want to drag in anything that's inappropriate, but I went to the home. It's a national landmark now of Dr. Bob, where AA founded. And I felt like I was in a blessed place, because I saw at the table where they sat and drafted the big book of AA, I realized what miracles had happened there. Well, I have the same feeling for Serenity High, where kids' lives get back on track, and it's thanks to Julie and her staff. Miracles happen at Serenity High, but it's time to get out of those portable buildings and put a permanent building up, so that the program can continue on and on and on forever as it's needed. Hopefully the substance issue, alcohol and drugs, will go away in Texas high schools, American high schools, but it doesn't look like it's going to anytime soon, and therefore we always will probably need a Serenity High in McKinney, the nation's only public recovery high school. Help us. $50 or greater donation, I will give you a subscription to my magazine. It's all I can do, but it's a start, and that way you'll remember each time that magazine arrives in your mailbox, hey, I helped kids. Here's the number to call, 800-752-GROW. You'll find a lot of grateful people there at the phone bank if you'll call right now. Call before 10:45 today. 1-800-752-4769. 800-752-4769. Thank you.
My name is Crawford, and I'm a recovering drug and alcohol addict. One of the best things I like about Serenity High is the ability to catch up on all the work that I wasn't able to do in my using days at Normal High School. My family wants me to stay sober, and I want to be sober. Without Serenity, I'd probably be dead on the street or in an institution. To anyone that has donated to Serenity, I want to say thank you. After Serenity, I hope to become a mechanic. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
He helped us deliver crepe myrtles on our Mother's Day project for Crepe Myrtle Trails. I got to know Crawford quite well. Great young man. Maureen in Plano, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Maureen. Maureen. Okay, dropped it.
Sorry, my phone was muted.
Oh, there you are. Hello? Say it again, Maureen.
Yes, I said, good morning. How are you doing, Neil?
I'm doing well, thank you. How may I help you?
Well, I have foundation plantings that I have just let get away from me. They are huge. I have some boxwoods and some, I believe they're Nellie Stevens hollies, but they're too big, and I need to give them a severe haircut or pull them. And so I was seeking some advice. I was going to try the haircut first, and if they don't make it, then pull them if I have to.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions.
I would like some timing.
Okay, I can help you with that. How tall are the boxwood plants right now?
Oh, probably 4 foot.
And how tall in a perfect world would you want them to be?
They've gotten very wide. I need them to, they've spilled out over the lawn.
So it's more width than height is the problem?
Yes.
All right, and so how wide are they? I'll repurpose my question.
Oh, they're probably 4 or 5 feet wide.
And how wide should they be?
Maybe about half that.
All right. The reason I'm asking that is to see if it's even practical to discuss it. And then the Nellie R. Stevens hollies are how tall now?
About 5, maybe 6 foot tall. And
really?
they're just crowding out everything else. But I'm wondering if you trim them, they just look naked.
Well, and how tall and wide did you want them to be?
Oh, I want to take all these down by about half if I can.
All right. Boxwood, mature height, if it's left unpruned, would be 5 to 6 feet. And so it is possible to keep them at 30 inches. I don't know if it's possible to get them back to 30 inches, but it is possible to train them at 30 inches. Nellie R. Stevens Holly, if left unpruned, will be 20 to 25 feet tall and 15 feet wide. That was a horrible choice, I think, is the gentlest
they
way.
They may not be Nellie Stevens.
Well,
they
gotta have the right plant ID. My answer is going to be wrong for you. But you know, I think the concern I had, the timing is going to be late winter. You're going to want to do all of this the first couple weeks of February, so that you have the barren look the shortest possible time. You need to do it a branch at a time, rather than, it's not a haircut, it's a hair thinning. Because if you just go through with shears, you're going to cut everything off, and you will have stubble, and it will be very difficult for the plants to regenerate good growth. And so you're going to need to do it selectively with lopping shears. It may be easier to start over and just train the new plants a little more carefully, and maybe take photos of what you have or take samples into a nursery now, so you can avoid the mistake of having whatever that plant is back again, that holly.
So taking it off over time, over the winter, starting now is not a good idea.
Well, you could certainly do that, but don't leave any bare stems visible. You're going to use a lot of lopping shears, and that's a pretty major cut. I was thinking of the example, and I need to get to the news, but I was thinking of the example of pets, and it probably applies to children. It's a lot easier to train the pet not to jump and not to bark. And you can't train a dog not to bark, but
not
to
jump. I know, I let it get away.
When you start early than it is to take an 8-year-old dog and say, let's not jump anymore. A little harder, and that's kind of where you are. Remodeling can be so rewarding. It's just you kind of got to cover your eyes and hold your nose as you take them out, because it's hard to do that. And then when you put the new things in, you say, man, I am so glad I did that. I promise you that will be the reaction. It costs a little more to do it that way, but it also saves you hours and hours and hours of pruning.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
If it were mine, if I were moving into your home, even without seeing them, I'm almost sure I would take them out and replace them.
Okay.
Atta girl. Thanks for calling.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. All right. Beth in Dallas, I'm going to have to put you back behind the newscast, because I think your question could require just a little bit of explanation and may take too long for me. So let me get to our newscast. Right now I want to tell you about the great folks at North Haven Gardens. And I'm going to send you to their website to see all of the things they have coming up. But one thing I can tell you right now is they have a wonderful assortment of inspiring succulent plants that has just arrived at North Haven Gardens. If you're looking to create something unique for Halloween, try using succulents to make a fantastic gift or centerpiece. You can read a blog post at nhg.com to create succulent containers of your own, or to grab one of their ready-mades in stock right now. Since 2009, Texas has recognized the third week in October as Native Plant Week to emphasize the importance of native Texas plant species. North Haven Gardens celebrates this year with a week of programs and native plant features that no gardener will want to miss, and that's what you want to go to nhg.com for. Click on events and you'll see on their calendar they are chock full of things coming up over this next week. Now, next Sunday, which is October 19, this is my revised ad copy, and I've been to the website, and I think I'm correct in what I'm saying here, but you might want to call North Haven to verify it. Sunday, October, because the date that they gave me on my ad copy is not correct. Randy Johnson, horticulture director for the Dallas Zoo, shares expertise on how to attract wildlife, add color, increase diversity, and minimize maintenance with Texas native plants you can use in every garden space. Also next Sunday from 1:30 to 2:30, Randy's there 12:30 to 2, I believe, from 1:30 to 2:30, a class on proven perennials for Texas From the born and bred to the honorary natives, discover perennials that give color, attract wildlife, and are consistently the best in low maintenance for North Texas landscapes. Go to nhg.com for more information. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. Open since 1951. Open 7 days a week. The phone number 214-363-5316. It's North Haven Gardens.
Don't miss late-breaking news and weather. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Leaders in the industry, Wortham Brothers Roofing was established in 1986 to provide the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's 28 years in business, 60,000 roofs in that time. My goodness gracious. Through education, certification programs, and strong quality control programs, Wortham Brothers has met the goal with every homeowner. It's backed with a 10-year labor warranty. I would suggest if you had any kind of damage from the wind 9 days ago that you contact Wortham Brothers. If you just worry that you might have had damage, if you're concerned, you need to call them for their free roof inspection. They'll be happy to come out and take a look for you. And if you need a new roof, you know you do, you might as well go to the best, and that's Wortham Brothers. 972-562-5788. 972-562-5788. They can share with you the different types of roofs that they can put on for you. And there are three times that they say you ought to have your roof inspected. Before a claim period expires, because claims for storm damage do have a life expectancy. They go away. It's written into the contract. Before you list your home for sale so you don't find out in a bad way. And then before you change insurance carriers, be sure that any damage is covered over the old policy. Call Wortham Brothers, 972-562-5788. The website, wbroofing.com. Wortham Brothers Roofing. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, Major Logan.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time, 9:37. A second case of Ebola is confirmed in Dallas. The story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Still working that accident in Fort Worth. It's on East Loop 820 south at Martin Street, causing things to slow down from Martin over to Sun Valley Drive. And still working that accident in Arlington, Randall Mill Road at Center Street. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, partly sunny, milder today with a high of 80. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight with thunderstorms developing late tonight. Overnight low 66. Some possibly severe thunderstorms by Monday morning. Right now, it's 59 degrees in Addison. Preliminary test results show that Thomas Eric Duncan may have infected a health care worker before dying of Ebola last week. WBAP's Jim Ryan is at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas.
For 2 weeks since confirmation that Liberian Thomas Eric Duncan was critically ill with Ebola, the dozens of people who had come into contact with him while he was symptomatic have been monitored. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says no one should be too surprised that another person is positive.
We expected that it was possible that a second person could contract the virus.
The latest patient was not among the four dozen who were being watched for symptoms, but a Presbyterian healthcare worker who came down with a fever on Friday and now is in isolation. At Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, Jim Ryan, 24/7 News.
A top federal health official says this latest Ebola diagnosis shows there was a clear breach of safety protocol. Dr. Tom Frieden, head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, says the worker had treated Thomas Duncan multiple times after the Liberian man was diagnosed. Frieden told CBS's Face the Nation that all those who treated Duncan are now considered to be potentially exposed. The CDC will be conducting a joint press briefing at 10 a.m. this morning with the Texas Department of State Health Services for an update on the Dallas Ebola response. Once again, it's going to be partly sunny and milder today with a high of 80, right now 57 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. I normally at this time I would be giving you an ad for my landscape school and inviting you to call to sign up for the landscape school, but we're doing the Serenity High fundraiser this morning, and therefore I don't have staff at the office that is familiar with the landscape school. I'd invite you to go to my website, neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Our landscape school school is all day on Saturday, February 14, Valentine's Day. With the consultations coming up 2 weeks later, you will learn how to draw a landscape plan for your own landscape project at your own home. And early registration savings continue on for a short period longer. So go to neilsperry.com and look at our landscape school. And please do help us, if you will, with the fundraiser for Serenity High, the nation's only public recovery high school. After 15 years in portable buildings, we are seeking funds to help build a permanent building for Serenity High, one that can always be there, not in portables. We've been in portables 15 years. I'm on the advisory board of Serenity High, and that's why I say we. We're trying to get it so that it will always be there. It's a lot harder you just want that permanence of Serenity High cast in concrete over the door. With a $50 or greater donation, I will give you a subscription worth $25 to my magazine to say thank you. Your donation of $50 goes through the McKinney Education Foundation. It is tax deductible. And if you can give more, please give more. If you love kids, if you are in recovery or know someone who is, these are good reasons to give to Serenity High, the Permanent Building Fund. Please help us. You will be talking to a parent of a child in recovery when you call my magazine office right now. And that number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Please call before 10:45. I am Joseph, and I will meet, and we will go pick up Grandma Lynn and go to church. And so we'll need to close the phones down at 10:45 this morning. 800-752-4769.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Well, we had a lot of damage. My son and I were traveling in Arlington the other evening, Friday evening. I went with him to do a football game. He was going to be doing the stats, and we drove down Fielder, and my goodness, the branches piled up at the curbside. That's a result of the damage from the storm a week ago, and the storm's coming again tonight, apparently. These are times when people are tempted to go out and try to do tree work themselves. First of all, I'm going to tell you, you need to get a certified arborist out there, but if you're going to do anything yourself, be very, very careful. Before you try any trimming, make sure that you are at least 10 feet away from all power lines, limbs included. You just don't want to have your pruning tools or a tree limb come down on a power line and then make contact with you. That is not good. The way to know whether you're safe is to call 888-313-6862. That's Encore Electric Service Delivery, 888-313-6862. If you need help with finding underground utilities, you can call them 811 at least two business days before you start digging. They'll come out and locate them for you and mark them for you. If you see a tree limb in contact with the power line, especially if there's smoke and fire there, get out of the way and call Encore right away. Actually, you can reach them at 911. That one becomes an emergency when you see smoke or fire. Encore.com is the website, O-N-C-O-R.com.
Hi, I'm Addie, and I'm a recovering addict. Serenity High gives me the chance to start over with my life and build a future for myself. Staying clean and sober is important to me because I want to have a better life for myself. The very best thing about Serenity High is that I can finish my work early. It's a self-paced program. After Serenity, I want to go to college and major in physical therapy. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Without Serenity High, I'd probably be homeless.
Thank you, Addie, very, very much. And that number to donate if you'd like to help us is 800-752-GROW with an O, 1-800-752-4769. Had a lady who was on hold and had to go into church, and she is on her way now. I don't think she's in church, but she was on her way and wanted to know where to go to get a plant identified. It's a shrub or tree or something in her landscape, and I would suggest you go to an independent retail garden center and find one that has a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. Take a generous sample in, not just a leaf or part of a leaf, but a part of the branch, and they can help you. And then also had another one that dropped out that somebody calling saying and was calling from Arlington about spider mites on crepe myrtles. And I got to tell you, you better call back because that one's is there. What wasn't did I mark here? I'm sorry, I marked it. Somebody had dropped off, and that was we're going to have Mike in Arlington. Just saying, I'll leave that one for then. Let's go to Chuck in Tyler. Chuck, this is Neil. Good morning. Sorry for the confusion there. How can I help you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Great. I've got two types of impatiens. One's the red and one's the dark purple. And I put them in 5-gallon buckets, and I bought them from my local nursery here in town. And they did very well during the summer and everything. And I asked, at one time, I asked one of the representatives there, what do I do when it freezes? And he told me, he said, well, if you know it's going to freeze at night, you can fill the container with water, and it'll protect the roots. Now, you might suffer a little damage to the leaves, but it'll protect the roots. And sometime the latter part of the summer, I asked the same question to another one of the representatives at this nursery. And he said the best thing to do is just bring it inside. So my question is, which one do I do, or do I have the option of doing both?
You don't have the option to do the first one. That is absolutely wrong. Okay. Impatiens will freeze at 31.9 degrees.
No, these are passion flowers.
I thought you said impatiens. Okay, passion vine. Is it tropical or is it the hardy passion vine?
Well, they're hardy to me. I don't know if they're tropical, but they're pretty hardy.
What color?
The heat. One's the red, and
red
the other
is
one
tropical.
And the other one is a dark purple.
All right, the dark purple probably is also tropical. It's Passiflora is the genus, and you're going to need to match them with photos online. Passiflora, one word. That's the genus for all the passion vines, and you'll need to match them up. The red one, I'll guarantee you, is tropical, and it will not stand North Texas freezes. It might stand a light freeze of 30 or 31 degrees, but if they're in pots, they're going to have to come indoors when you get into the real part of winter. Anytime that goes below 30, I know that you're going to have that red one inside, and I would not chance it at 30. I'd have it in at 35 degrees. The dark purple one, I would imagine, is not the hardy one that's native to Central Texas. Even it has a bit of a risk in our area. You're in Tyler. That makes a big difference. You're about half a zone warmer than we are in the Metroplex. So, but I think you're going to have some challenges unless you can get them inside. The water thing I've never heard before. You don't want to let a plant be dry when it's below freezing. If it's any plant, but especially a tender plant. But that's not going to make a difference enough to let that red passion vine survive. It needs to be set inside periodically.
Well, that's not a problem. One more thing real quickly. Surprisingly enough, the red one got spider mites on it. And it's suffering, but it's getting through and actually produced more blooms than the dark purple one. The dark purple one is healthy as can be. No spider mites or anything, and they're not 15 feet apart from each other. So I'm asking, my question is, why did the red one get the spider mites, but the dark purple one didn't? And it's fine. It never even got any worms on it or anything.
Have you ever noticed that one member of a family catches a cold and others don't?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed that not everybody comes down with the horrible disease that is now moving into a second person in North Texas? Others may not. It's just the way things happen. It may be that they had a head start on the one plant, not on the other. It may be that it's more attractive to them in some way, but that's just the nature of it. Spider mites are not normally a major problem on passion vine. So anyway, but I would certainly deal with them before you bring it indoors.
The nursery man told me there wasn't anything I could do about the spider bites.
I'm going to encourage you to go back. Always go to an independent retail garden center.
And that's who I bought it from.
Okay, and that's good. And I would look for their manager or owner, and I would ask the question of that person. I'm not trying to single any particular person out, but you need to get the best advice you can. Make sure it's spider mites. Make sure it's not some other insect pest. And just ask them, can you show me something that has a spider mite label on it? They are hard to control, but they are controllable. You don't want to bring them indoors because in the warm, dry environment inside, they will proliferate in a heartbeat. They love the conditions indoors even more than they do outside. So,
okay.
Chuck, I hope that helps. I really appreciate
your
call, and good deal.
Okay.
Good for you for growing those. Thank you. Let me go to Mike in Arlington. There's my Mike. And another Spider Mike question. Somebody else was trying to get Bermuda grass out of Asian jasmine who had been calling from Arlington. Mike, that's what threw me off. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil. I want to say thank you for your new book. I've got your old one and your new one, and maybe I'm just not reading well enough, but I've got crepe myrtles, and I've got some Nellie R. Stevens, and the crepe myrtles are my favorite, are the dynamite that I've got, and some of the others are like Arapaho or Indian-type names. And for some reason this year, my spider mites have really done damage to my crepe myrtles, and I don't know what to do, and I was wondering if I can spray before the winter or I should just wait. Or
probably nothing at this point, but let me ask you, I have in all of my life never seen spider mites on crepe myrtles, not once.
Really?
Yeah. What are the symptoms you're seeing?
Just the webbiness, and also the stems tend to dry out and turn almost sunburned. Dry out
I would almost guarantee, Mike, that you've had aphids on those. Crepe myrtle aphids are a problem. I don't want to call them a minor pest because they do make the plants look bad. They're never going to be fatal. They will cause they'll be on the leaves. They will cause if you get the plant between you and the sun. Yeah, you will see the drips of water. When you get backlighting, you'll see the drips of water falling through the air, just tiny little driplets. And that's the honeydew that is coming out of the crepe myrtle aphids. It will coat the leaves. They'll become sticky, and then spiders come in to get the aphids and the other insects, and they will build the webs, and then everything gets kind of black and nasty looking, and the leaves go off early.
That's exactly because
Those are crepe myrtle aphids, and the time to treat for those would be the very same time to treat for the insect a lot of people are asking about now, and that would be middle of May, and imidacloprid is the material to use. Systemic insecticide, and you need to use it at that time only, nothing now. I just realized I'm way behind on my last break, way, way behind. I must run, but imidacloprid, which is available at any independent garden center, they can help you with that. It's the number one selling insecticide. You put it on mid-May, soak it in, and it'll keep the insects out the summer.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. All right, let me do this in the reverse order now, make sure we get our ads in. I want to do the Advanced Foundation Repair ad right now to tell you that these are the leaders in the foundation repair industry. Fred Marshall owns and operates this company. 20 years ago, he came to me and asked, would you help me with ads? And I said, yeah, but I don't know your industry. I need to have some referrals. And so I contacted people for whom he and his team had done work. And they just had glowing remarks. And then wouldn't you know, both at my home and at my magazine office in those ensuing 20 years, we have had need for advanced foundation repair. So I can tell you from firsthand experience, they are the best in the business. Now, a lot of people have called me. They bothered to call or write to say, I had several companies out. These folks were affordable. They were honest. Various comments, several people have said, I thought I had terrible foundation problems. They said, you don't have any foundation problems. Here's something else that's happened. And in other cases, people have told me their bid was half or two-thirds of what another company had. They guarantee their work for the lifetime of the building. They are the best it gets. Advanced Foundation Repair. Quality in my book. 214-333-0003. Call for that free home inspection. Advanced Foundation Repair. FoundationRepairs.com, plural. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Fall really is the best time for planting in North Texas. Come to Shades of Green and give your landscape a rejuvenating fall facelift. Colorful pansies, pumpkins, and mums, as well as shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, perennials, and annual color. Phenomenal selections of plant material arrive weekly at Shades of Green in Frisco. Add specimen quality trees to your landscape by taking advantage of Shades of Green's annual tree sale. With savings of up to 30% off container and B&B trees, 10 gallon and larger. This sale is going on now through the end of December. At Shades Shades of Green, you'll find a wide selection of gardening supplies from mulches, compost, and fertilizers to foliar sprays and insect control. Don't forget their beautiful pottery, fountains, and unique garden accents. Do you want your landscape to go from simple to sensational? Give Shades of Green a call and arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. They specialize in low maintenance and low water requirement landscape ideas. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green in Frisco. For the right plant, right place. Leaves have begun to fall and should be removed from ponds and swimming pools. Dixon Brothers has pool sweeps and pond vacuums to help you manage. You can also get helpful tips to make your job faster and easier. At Dixon Brothers, you can get the fall pond must-haves, including pond cover nets and sturdy pond shark telescoping scoop nets, Genki fish foods for cooler temperature feeding, aquatic thermometers, and more. Old Man Winter will be here before long, so plan ahead and call Dixon Brothers to winterize your pool, such as get winter covers for above-ground pools and customer automatic covers for in-ground pools. Install a freeze guard to protect your equipment from costly freeze damage. Repair or replace any malfunctioning pumps, heaters, or filters. They even have solar fish for your pools to extend your swimming season. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
All right, folks, here is the last mention I will give you this morning. You have about 45 minutes to make the call, please, to my magazine office to give to help us build a permanent building for Serenity High. You've heard me tell you it is the nation's only public recovery high school, how much we need a permanent building for the school since it's now entering its 16th year in existence. Make a difference, please. Call right now and donate. $50 or more, I'll give you a $25 subscription to my magazine. In haste, I'm going to give you that number, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Please call before 1045, 1-800-752-GROW. I will take two calls without putting them on the air. Gary in Plano, grass has been covered up by a construction crew. What can he do to help recover when they're done? Hopefully it has not been covered more than a week or so, because beyond that, if it's Bermuda, it'll probably come back. If it's St. Augustine, it will not. That ought to be a responsibility of the construction crew to help you with that. You may end up having to plant ryegrass to get you through until springtime, to the time when you can start new grass in April. Curtis in Mengus, west of Fort Worth, good time to prune pecan trees. That time would be during the winter when you can see through them. You can prune them anytime. If you've had damage through the windstorms, a good certified arborist can do the work for you at any time. But the best time, I think, for pruning any trees is when they're bare. You can see them better. Thank you very much, Robert Borowski. Great program today. Thank you, everybody. The number to help us with Serenity High, 800-752-GROW. Happy garden.